You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Showcase Sundays today on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hi, this is John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free, and today we're taking a field trip. I'm on my way now to pick up Arnie. I'm pulling up and, there he is. Come on, Arnie, come on.
I'm coming. Hi, Miss Clarabelle. Ooh, we're going on a field trip. That's going to be fun. What are we going to do?
Well, we're going to go geocaching.
Oh, boy, we're going to go geocaching. Wowee, we're going geocaching. Hey, everybody, we're going geocaching. What's geocaching?
Geocaching is like a worldwide treasure hunt. Just look for the geocaching app in the App Store, and it'll give you all the information. By the way, geocaching is spelled G-E-O-C-A-C-H. ING.
So it puts things in your computer cache?
No. People all over the world hide little containers that have a paper log inside.
To start a fire?
No. A log is in a piece of paper that you sign to prove that you found it.
Oh, I see.
When you use the app, it shows you caches that have been hidden where you are. And you can go and find them. It gives you the coordinates that you follow to get there.
So you find it, and you push your name on the log.
Yes, and you also post that you found it on the app.
Wow, it is like a big treasure hunt.
I'll explain more when we pick up Brad. Here we are at his house.
I thought Brad was in an apartment.
I think it's a house.
Mr. Bell, you really need to work on the continuity of this show.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, here comes Brad. Brad, come on.
Hi, guys. Oh, thanks for picking me up at my cave, Mr. Bell.
Cave?
For Brad, that makes more sense. Really.
Arnie, you need to lean forward there just a little bit.
What is that?
It's a two-door car, Arnie. I gotta squeeze in here behind you to get my breath.
Okay, you guys comfortable?
Yes.
No, push your seat back. Push your seat back.
All right, let me give it a push here.
Oh, my head.
No, we're good, Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
So, where are we going on this field trip, Mr. Bell?
Brad, we're going geocaching.
Oh, boy, geocaching. We're going geocaching. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Brad, you even know what geocaching is?
Well, of course. What do you think I am, a dummy?
I'll pass on that.
Good choice.
So, Mr. Bell, how much do you think you'll get for it?
Get for what?
For your car.
My car?
Yes, your car. The Geo. The one that you're cashing in.
Can I call him a dummy now?
Brad, that's not what geocaching is. Geocaching is a worldwide treasure hunt.
A treasure hunt for cash?
No.
All right, I am in, Mr. Bell. Let's go.
Brad, we're not looking for cash.
We're not?
We're looking for caches.
Is that the plural of cash, like lots of cash?
There's no cash involved, Brad. It's like a worldwide hunt for treasure.
So gold, silver, doubloons.
Yeah, let me try, Mr. Bell.
Good luck.
You see, Brad, people hide these little containers.
Uh-huh.
Then they put the coordinates as to where they are on the app.
Uh-huh.
You use the app to find out where they're located, then you find them.
Well, there isn't much of a challenge if they tell you where it is.
The coordinates get you to the general area. Then you have to look for the containers. They're hidden.
Oh, I get it. It's like a big game. The coordinates tell you the area where it's hidden. You go there and you find it, and you win. Right?
Yes, that's right.
What do you win? What do you win? What's the prize, huh?
Brad, the prize is the fun in finding it.
And the trophy you get.
No.
The medal you get.
No.
The certificate you get.
You don't get anything except the satisfaction that you found it.
Oh. Well, it seems like a lot of trouble to go through if you're just going to find this one thing and there's no reward.
Well, Brad, you see, there's more than one. There are millions of them around the world.
Millions of them? Wow, when you find all these millions, where do you keep them?
You don't keep them, Brad. You find them and you put them back.
Oh, okay. You look for these things and you don't keep them when you find them and there's no reward for finding them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's the point of all this again?
It's fun, Brad. You try to find as many as you can. My wife and I have been doing this for a while, and we love it.
We found over 400 geocaches so far.
What are you doing here?
I'm your wife. Where should I be?
Well, you're not in this episode.
What do you mean I'm not in this episode?
Well, I set this up as a conversation between the three of us because, you know, three works in drama.
Like the three musketeers.
The three stooges.
Kirk, Spock, and McCoy.
The butcher, the banker, the cat.
I think we've made our point there, Brad. I'm sorry, dear, but I just don't have a place for you in this episode.
All right, I'll leave.
Thank you.
That's the way you want to be.
I'll be paying for this later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's back things up a bit.
And what's the point of all this again?
It's fun, Brad. You try to find as many as you can. My wife and I have been doing this for a while, and we love it. We've found over 400 geocaches so far.
Really?
Really.
So your wife wants it that much?
Yep.
Well, gee, Mr. Bell, you should have invited her to come along with us.
Yeah, we could have had ourselves a nice four-way conversation.
Guys, there are no great quartets in the history of drama.
Well, yeah, how about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, Cowardly Lion.
Kirk, Spock, McCoy, and Scotty.
Didn't you just say
the Marx Brothers?
There are only three Marx Brothers.
No, they started out with four, then became three.
It was always Harpo, Chico, Groucho.
And Zeppo. Nobody remembers Zeppo.
We're going to be technical. There are five Marx Brothers.
Guys.
Not in the movies.
Guys.
Before that movie, there was Gummo.
Guys.
How about Zippo?
Zippo?
Yeah, Zippo, your lippo.
Why, I oughta...
Guys, can we get back to the plot, please?
We have a plot?
Yes, we have a plot. We're going geocaching.
Maybe we'll find a geocache with a plot in it.
The first step you have in geocaching is to get the geocaching app. Arnie?
Okay, Mr. Bell, I'll get the my goodness, I already have the geocaching app.
How can you have the app if you learned about it just now?
Right, go get an app. Appulator got it for me.
Go get an app, Appulator?
Yeah, it's an app that you put on your phone or device, and using certain criteria, it predicts what app you're going to need, so it goes and gets it for you before you even ask it to.
That's pretty amazing, Arnie. Is this one of your inventions?
I'm not sure, Mr. Bell.
You're not? Not sure.
It just appeared on my phone the other day, I guess because it knew I would need to get an appulator to get other apps.
So you did or didn't invent it?
I probably will have had invented it if I had thought of it before, but the app thought of it before I thought of it, so it invented it for me.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, be quiet, Brad.
What was that?
Well, what do you know? My get an appulator automatically downloaded a retort to Brad app.
Well, this is just ridiculous.
Put a sock in it, Brad.
Hey.
Wow, this automatic retort to Brad app's gonna come in real handy.
Who in the world would want such a stupid app?
Arnie, would that be in the App Store by any chance?
If you had my Get an App appulator, it'd be there already, Mr. Bell.
Can somebody just find a geocache so we can get this started here?
Okay. I'm showing a map on the geocache app. Ooh, that rhymes.
Let's not have a repeat of the last episode, please.
It shows where all the geocaches in the area are. Ooh, there's one just ahead of us, about half a mile, Mr. Bell, on the right.
Oh, good, okay. What should I look for?
A geocache. On the right.
I know that, Arnie, but you need to tell me where to stop so we can get out and look for it.
Okay. Let me look at the map. Okay, take the next right turn, then take the next right turn, then the next right turn, then take the first left turn.
Arnie, we're heading back the way we came.
Yeah, we passed it. We're going back.
Why didn't you just say...
Stop the car, Mr. Bell. We're here to stop the car.
On which side?
Left.
Left?
Right.
So, right.
No, right is wrong. Left is right.
So I should pull in here?
Nope, too late. We passed it again.
I'm pulling in here anyway. We'll just walk to it.
Walk? Nobody told me this would require exercise.
What did you think? We could just lean out the window and get it like it's at a drive-thru or something?
Yeah. Actually,
that would be convenient.
Everybody, out of the car. We're walking to the geocache.
All right. Arnie, I gotta push this seat forward. Oh, like this. And then I gotta squeeze behind you. Get out the door.
Guys, why didn't you just let Arnie out first? Then you could get out from the back seat with no problem.
Huh, didn't think about that. Okay, Arnie, I'm getting back into the back seat. Okay, Arnie, you get out first.
Okay. And I'm out.
And I'm out, too. That was a lot easier.
So, how do we find this geocache, Mr. Bell, huh? How do we find it, huh?
Does everybody have their geocache app?
Yep.
Sure do.
In that case, Brad, why don't you follow that little line...
Oh, boy.
...and take us to the first geocache.
All right, here we go. Follow me, guys. We go around this tree. We go through these bushes. We go across the freeway.
Wait a minute. We can't go across the freeway.
Well, that's where the little line tells me to go, Mr. Bell.
Let me see your phone, Brad.
All right.
Brad, that's not a line. That's a crack on your screen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's why it's been looking like my email has been crossed out all this time.
Arnie, you have your app up. Let's follow your directions.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Okay, we go this way, around this tree, and to the edge of this park. It should be... right here.
I don't see any hidden geocaches. This whole thing's been a washout.
Brad, it's not going to be right out in the open. You have to look for it.
Well, where would we look, Mr. Bell?
Every geocache has a title. You'll notice this one says, "Don't Fence Me In." So where do you think you'd look?
At a fencing class?
No.
Somebody who deals in stolen goods?
Brad, you're an idiot.
Sir, I take offense.
That's it.
What's it?
A fence. It's probably on or around a fence.
Hey, there's a fence right over there.
Ooh, let's go look.
Now, what exactly are we looking for, Mr. Bell?
According to the notes of the person that planted this geocache, we're looking for something about the size of a 35mm film canister.
Film canister.
About the size of a D-sized battery.
Oh! I'll look over here.
Okay, I'll start over here.
Shout out if you think you see it.
Oh, I've got it, Mr. Bell. Here it is.
Brad, that's a D-sized battery.
Yeah, I win. Let's do another one.
Brad, we're not looking for a D-sized battery. We're looking for something about the size of a D-sized battery.
Well, it just so happens this D-sized battery I found is exactly the same size as a D-sized battery.
No, Brad, it needs to be something about that size, like say, the size of a salt shaker.
I'd like to find a salt shaker right now.
Why is that?
Then I could commit assault and battery on Brad.
Oh, ha-ha, you think that's so clever?
Actually, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was kind
of
clever.
Say, look in the corner of this fence right over here.
Oh, there's something dangling with a little wire there.
It appears to be a small container of some sort.
And we are looking for...
a small container of some sort.
Oh! Open it up!
Let me pop it open here, and look, see? Here's the log inside, and all the people who've signed it so far.
All these people are eligible for the grand prize?
No, we just found it. We signed the log, and we're done.
I'm having a little trouble grasping this concept.
You'd have a little trouble grasping your butt using both hands.
Guys.
Oh, yeah? Watch this!
You're grabbing your knees here, Brad.
Oh, really? Huh. Guess I need to practice some more.
Well, anyway, the point
is... Are you saying that's something you practice doing?
We're getting a little off topic here.
Well, of course. You never know when you might have to grab your butt in an emergency.
Can we get back to...
So if you don't practice, are you likely to grab someone else's butt?
I don't think this...
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. You grab somebody else's butt, they raise a ruckus.
I think we should...
How many times have you done that?
Who keeps track of that sort of thing?
Probably the police, for one.
Yeah, well, you got me there.
Can we get back to the main topic here?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Go ahead, grab your butt.
With both hands.
I'm talking about geocaching.
Oh.
I think it's time you guys tried to find your own geocache.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now, according to my app, there are at least two more geocaches within, say, 200 yards of here.
Oh, okay. Whose yards are they in?
Each of you, use your app and see if you can find a geocache. I'll check in with you from time to time to see how you're doing.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go this way, Brad. You can't go this way. I'm going this way. You got to go another way because I'm going this way. You go that way.
Well, I'm going this way because if you go this way, the geocaches will be much bigger and better than any geocache you get going your way. Yeah.
That's the spirit, guys. I think I've given the guys enough time. I'll check on them now. Brad's geocache should be just over this hill and... What in the world? Brad! 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 What are you doing?
What's that, Mr. Bell?
What are you doing with that jackhammer?
No need to shout, Mr. Bell. I'm right here.
Why are you tearing up this sidewalk? You're supposed to be geocaching.
I am geocaching, Mr. Bell. According to the app, the geocache should be right here under the sidewalk.
Brad, those coordinates take you close to where the... Brad, turn that off!
How's that?
Turn off the jack... Hammer.
But, Mr. Bell, it's got to be under this sidewalk. I know that because first the GPS brought me here, and next, the title of this geocache.
What's the title?
Where the Sidewalk Ends. So, if I put an end to the sidewalk, I should find it.
No, Brad, that's not what it means. That's not what it means.
Well, you're so smart, Mr. Bell. What does where the sidewalk ends mean?
Brad, do you see the sidewalk?
Yeah, it's pretty chopped up, but here it is.
Now look over there. Do you still see a sidewalk?
No, I do not, Mr. Bell.
So that means...
somebody stole the rest of the sidewalk.
No, it means that's where the sidewalk ends.
Oh. Oh, that's probably where the geocache is, isn't it?
Yes, so you don't need a jackhammer to... By the way, where did you get this jackhammer?
Oh, that little girl over there had it. I rented it for a dollar. I'm done with your jackhammer, little girl. You can have it back now.
Hi.
Can I get my deposit back, please?
No, you got it all dirty.
Why, you little IO?
Never mind that, Brad. Let's go get the geocache.
Oh, all right. There's $50 I'll never see again.
All right, we're at the end of the sidewalk. What do you see?
A total absence of sidewalk from this point forward.
Yes, yes. What else do you see?
Well, there's grass and some little bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't suppose it's one of those bugs.
No.
I didn't think so. Mm. A couple of rocks.
Why don't you pick up one of those rocks, Brad?
Oh, why? Well, I get it, Mr. Bell. I pick up the rock and I can throw it at that little girl and get my money back.
No, that's not what I mean. That rock right there. Pick it up.
All right, I got it.
Now turn it over.
Turn it over.
What do you see?
I see what's on the bottom of every rock. A little dirt, some grass, a little door, some...
A little what, Brad?
A little bitty door here. Mr. Bell, there's a little bitty door here.
Yes, what do you suppose that means?
It can only mean that a little elf lives inside this rock.
Yes, no.
Think I could get some Keebler cookies from him?
Just open the door.
And steal the cookies.
Just look inside, Brad. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Alrighty. Hey, there's only a piece of paper in here with a bunch of names on it.
It's the geocache, Brad. You found the geocache.
So I found the geocache.
Yes.
But I don't get any cookies.
Will you stop it with the cookies already?
So I found my first geocache.
You are now a geocacher.
But I don't get any cash.
No.
Or cookies.
No. But tell you what, let's go see how Arnie's doing, and then I'll buy you some cookies, all right?
That's a good idea, Mr. Bell, but just one thing.
What's that, Brad?
Don't buy them from that little girl.
Words to live by, Brad. Now let's go see how Arnie's doing.
Do you know where Arnie is?
Yeah, he's about a mile over that way.
It's going to take us a while to get there, Mr. Bell.
And that's a problem because...
Well, any listeners you might still have at this point are going to get even more bored with us walking over there.
Oh, well, we'll just use some traveling music then.
Oh, okay. Here we go. And here we are.
Hi, Arnie. You found your geocache yet? What's all this stuff?
This is my geocache searching equipment, Mr. Bell.
Searching equipment?
Well, I started thinking, what's the best way to find your geocache? And I came up with a plan.
Can you explain this plan to me?
Oh, great. Any listeners we didn't lose during the walking segment, we can say goodbye to now.
Well, I start with my geocache info utilizer. It looks for a geocache that's nearby, and it tells me what date the geocache was hidden on.
Uh-huh.
And over here, my geosynchronous locator finds the area that the geocache was placed in.
Can I go get a donut till this blows over?
Then I turn on my surveillance satellite locator emulator to see where the guy put the geocache.
Get me two glazed and one lemon filled.
Excellent choice.
By synchronizing the date and the location and looking at the photographs, I can see whoever placed the geocache, and I know where it is.
So, where is it?
I couldn't tell. It was cloudy that day. So I'm going with Plan B.
And what's Plan B?
I called in your wife.
You called in my...
Here it is. It's hanging on this tree.
You're not in this episode.
She is now.
I am now.
Who wanted the chocolate dip with sprinkles?
That's mine.
You're not in this episode.
Oh, put a sock in it.
Or a donut.
You've been listening to Bells in the Bat for episode 252.
Did you get any donut holes?
Here you go.
Copyright 2020 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
Ooh, is that lemon filled?
No, that's mine.
You sure can't get testy.
Tell me about it.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, We introduce the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.